Exclusive. House GOP campaign chief thanks Trump for investing in midterms. Tremendous partner. By Matthew Boyle on September 27, 2022. House GOP campaign chief Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, is thanking former President Donald Trump for opening his sizable war chest to boost Republicans in the final days of the 2022 midterm elections. Emmer, the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, which oversees House GOP elections, told Breitbart News exclusively that Trump has been a tremendous partner to House Republicans in their push to fire Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi once and for all. "President Trump has been a tremendous partner in our efforts to fire Nancy Pelosi, and we are very pleased to see him making investments in the midterms," Emmer told Breitbart News. "The American people are fed up with Joe Biden and Democrats' record of rising prices, lawless cities, and a southern border that has been completely overrun by drug cartels." Emmer's statement comes on the heels of news late last week that Trump plans to unlock and unload millions of dollars he has stored in his Save America PAC through a new super PAC called MAGA Incorporated, which will spend handsomely in pushing to elect Trump-like candidates to the House, Senate, and governor's mansions nationwide in November. "President Trump is committed to saving America, and Make America Great Again Incorporated will ensure that is achieved at the ballot box in November and beyond," Trump's spokesman Taylor Budowich, who is leading the new MAGA Incorporated group, told Politico last week. Politico's Alex Eisenstadt reported that it is unclear yet exactly how much money Trump will unleash on the midterms. But given that Save America PAC has north of nine figures worth of available funds, it is likely to be substantial. MAGA Incorporated will be overseen by Budowich, who's been serving as the former president's communications director and was previously a senior advisor on his 2020 re-election campaign. Chris LaCivita, a veteran Republican operative who in 2020 ran a biggest spending pro-Trump super PAC, will be the vehicle's chief strategist. Tony Fabrizio, a longtime Trump pollster who worked on his 2016 and 2020 campaigns, will oversee polling, Eisenstadt wrote. Running the finance team will be veteran GOP fundraiser Meredith O'Rourke, who has worked for Trump. The communications department will be staffed by Stephen Cheung, who worked on Trump's 2016 and 2020 campaigns and worked in his administration, and Alex Pfeiffer, a conservative media strategist and former producer for Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Eisenstadt also reported that even people close to Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, an ardent Trump foe, view the investment from Trump as welcome news for Republicans. And now Emmer thanking Trump for stepping up at the exact right time is more proof that Trump is very much in the driver's seat for the GOP moving forward. The Politico piece frames this move by Trump as a prelude to 2024, when Trump, who has not yet made a formal campaign announcement, is widely expected to run again for president. Despite Trump's adversarial relationship with some elements of the old guard of the GOP establishment like McConnell, the former president has had a very warm relationship with House Republicans over the years. For instance, earlier this year, he headlined an NRCC fundraiser in Dallas back in May and has regularly worked closely with House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on endorsements for House incumbents and candidates nationally.